The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Welcome to Monday, Liam Flanagan here. MG, what a weekend of sport that was.
Fantastic. We could go for 5 hours and still not cover it all.
We should.
Let's go.
Tonight we're going to be stay until 11.
Oh, you know what? We've been on the show since January 21st. There's thereabouts close to maybe 150 shows we've done. As I look upon our rundown on tonight's show, I'm declaring it. It's the biggest Monday we've ever done thus far. I can't believe we're fitting so much into one show.
I couldn't agree more, MG. We are going to speak to the bloke with the quickest play the ball in the NRL, if the Daily Telegraph's to be believed. Cameron Murray from the South Sydney Rabbitohs will join us after 6:30 PM. MG, you're going to tell us whether the Panthers and Dragons under or overachieved after they went out with the losses on the weekend, both going down by a point.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. But in 20 minutes' time, we've got a huge announcement. Huge.
Well, I was on the Rush Hour for, on the Grill team for over 8 years, and we used to have a thing that doing next week called the No BS Lunch. Mm,
very popular.
Well, this is not as big, but in a few years' time it might be, this announcement.
Well, this is the origin of something that could become on equal standing.
Well, hopefully.
Well,
hopefully.
20 minutes' time, we will tell you what that is. Plus, a brand new competition starts today, MG, at 6:40. I hope you're across it.
What a good prize
well,
this
if
is.
If you haven't sorted your plans for grand final day, this is one you absolutely want to win. That's coming up at 6:40. But MG, next.
Yep.
Souths. Roosters.
Oh, man.
Saturday night, Allianz Stadium.
What a way. It's almost poetic that these two teams have the honour of playing the very last game on Allianz Stadium. Mm. But I want to know from their fans. They've been around since 1908. Foundation clubs on 133353. Souths and Roosters supporters, why do you hate each other so much? Why the hatred? Why? I want to know.
All right.
133353.
Roosters fans, Souths fans, we want to hear from you. Explain the hate. Saturday night at Allianz Stadium. Last ever game of footy played there.
Wow. Big.
Throw some barbs. let's poke the bear. Let's fuel the fire.
Yeah.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We do it thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. It's the home of real brands and real savings. And we've been telling you all last week, and we will continue to get in there and grab your team's fragrances, because right now, for just $19.99, you can grab your AFL or NRL team fragrances. Now, MG,
yes,
we have been describing the team's fragrances, what we think they'd smell like. I want to challenge you. What would our show's fragrance smell like?
Ooh, it'd be rustic. It'd be effervescent, and it'd be very random. If you can smell random.
if you can smell random, that'd be our show fragrance. Chemist Warehouse is the home of real brands and real savings. Let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, it's tough to get a fairy tale finish in sport.
It is very tough.
But for Allianz Stadium, for the final game to be...
Couldn't have scripted it better.
A prelim final between the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. That is as close to happily ever after as you'll get on a footy field. And you put it out there, 133353.
Why the hate? Why do you hate so much each other so much? Roosters and Rabbitohs fans, and the boards have lit up.
Oh, they've fired up. Scott in Maroubra, explain the hate.
Mate, let me just start by saying that for a start, South should never have been allowed back in the pool.
Oh.
So, Scotty, you're a Roosters fan living in Maroubra.
I am, mate. I'm living in Maroubra, and basically they always written about how all their players leave and come to the Roosters, but at the end of the day, mate, they're all coming to do the past, but they don't have the thoughts. So that's why they come to the Roosters, mate.
Good on you, champion. It's a bit of a dodgy line, that one, Scotty, unfortunately, but we get you drift, mate. You're a Yeah, Roosters, man, the heart of Rabbitoh territory. He's brave. He's very, very brave, Scotty from Maroubra. What about Alan from Alexandria? G'day, Al.
Souths fan, Alan. Explain the hate.
Oh, mate, MG. I grew up in the Western Suburbs, but moved to the Eastern Suburbs, played in the local East comp. We played B grade, A grade. Everyone got overlooked for players being brought into the area. Moved to South Sydney. End up coaching and looking after kids in the local area at Mascot Rugby League. And the juniors, the Souths, they put so much money into the kids, developed their own kids. My kids now go for South, and the passion on Saturday night was unreal. Just fantastic.
You give
got a lot of things. They put back, you know?
You give me goosebumps, brother. I'm going to give you a shirt. A Stay Random Sydney shirt.
Congratulations, Alan. Luke in Kurnell, Roosters fan. You want to throw some fire back the way of Alan there, Luke?
I've got a lot of respect for the Rabbitohs, but where we're coming from on our side of the fence is they took everything south of Allison Road in the 1950s, took all our juniors. and then they give us a hard time about not having any. So that's where we're coming from.
So you're just buying them all back, Luke?
Luke, he knows his history.
Yeah.
I do, MG. I know my history. But, a lot of respect there. But, yeah, they want to give it to us for no juniors. Well, they took them all.
What a massive game, Luke, this Saturday, mate. What a massive game for these two fantastic clubs, really.
I love it. We're getting fans from far and wide, not just in the regions. Pierre in Parramatta, you're a Souths fan.
Yeah, mate, massive South fan.
Explain the hate, Pierre.
Explain the hate? Where do I start, boys? How you doing, MG?
Hey, Pierre.
What's happening, champ?
Love to hear you. Great to hear your voice, my man.
Thank you. Always good to hear your voice, mate. Miss you in the mornings, but, you know, we'll have to do it at night now.
Thanks, mate.
Where do we start with the hate with these guys? These guys are talking they've got respect for us. They got no respect. They took Craig Wing. They took Brayson Nasta. They took Craig Wing out when we got him back. Stealing our players, the salary cap sombrero, Nick Politis, the old grub sitting up there in his ivory tower pulling his little string. Mate, get him out of the comp. Merge him with someone. I know, piss him off somewhere down away from Central Coast. Send him up to Central Coast. They're a bunch of grubs. Get him out of here.
There we go.
We're sending a Stay Random Sydney shirt to Pierre as well.
We can't talk to Uncle Nick like that. I'm trying to get Uncle Nick for an interview on the show. It'd be good to get Uncle Nick Politis on the show.
Uncle Nick, we know you listen. Give us a call.
Yeah, and a couple of other surprise guests through the week.
Yeah.
Lenny from Shell Harbour.
Hey, MG, how you going?
Good, Lenny. You're a Roosters fan in Shell Harbour.
Yeah, mate. I grew up down in Kiama and I've been a Rooster my whole life.
Okay, why the hate, brother?
Not so much hate for me. It's more a bit of mutual respect, admiration. I love the way Souths play, but we know we're going to have a good year if we can get it over Souths, and Souths hate us because it's a tall poppy syndrome. Everyone wants to cut them down.
You make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's very rational. I've got to be honest, I've appreciated Pierre's raw emotion the most thus far. We've got time for one more. Robert in Winston Hills, you're a Roosters fan. Explain the hate.
100%. Mate, listen, we're the only team in the comp that have been there every year since day dot. Souths get on their hiatus, all of a sudden they develop hundreds of thousands of supporters. Where are they? Mate, I'll tell you what, Souths may produce these juniors. If we don't take them, they go nowhere. I'm telling you now, Roosters in my bloodline. The old man used to play for him, Kevin Hastings. Mate, all these bunny supporters, when Russell Crowe had nothing to do with it and didn't rebrand them, where were they? They think it's trendy now. They can go back in their little bunyip or whatever, their little hole, and piss off. Pardon language.
Hey, have a shirt on our behalf, Robbie.
Mate, 100%. MG.
Yes, mate.
I'll message you on Facebook, buddy. Hit me up, brother.
I haven't got Messenger, mate, and you can see why I haven't got Messenger.
Oh, yeah. Robert in Winston Hills, mate. We've got to let you go. Thank you for the call. I love it.
Wow.
There's so much passion
and,
fired
and
up
what
already.
Is it? It's Monday night. We've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to come.
We're going to be celebrating this. We're going to be speaking about the Sharks and Storm plenty as well. You can hear both games right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Yep.
But we are going to be celebrating this rivalry. Sydney, the Roosters and the Rabbitohs all this week. We're going to get Brian Fletcher in to have a chat. We're going to look back on some of the great contests. So I think you might even be doing a list for us, MG.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow night for my power rankings? I'm going to name the 5-1 best players who will play for both clubs.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
And let's not forget the Sharkies as well this week. We've got massive game on Friday as
well. Yeah, we're going to be previewing that one in depth. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we are going to speak about the Panthers and the Dragons. Both of their seasons are over. MG will tell us if they overachieved or underachieved. And we're about 7 minutes away from that huge announcement.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Cameron Murray from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, what a game he played. What a moment he had in that one-on-one strip against Leeson Armour.
Just gets better every time we see him, doesn't he?
He's outstanding. He will join us in about 15 minutes. Cameron Murray will be joining us. We've got a new competition, which, as I said, if you don't have your plans sorted for NRL Grand Final day, you'll want to get on board with this one. It starts at 6:40. MG, we need to talk about the two teams, which their seasons are over.
Yes.
Let's start with Friday night, where the Panthers, your mighty Penrith Panthers, season ended at the hands of the Sharks, 21-20.
Yeah, somewhat a disappointing end of the season, I would say. Saying that, I picked the Panthers at the start of the year before a ball was kicked to come seventh. So in that regard, they've overachieved in my eyes somewhat. But the team on paper is definitely a top-four team. The distractions there were evident throughout the year. But they achieved some really good individual goals, like Nathan Cleary playing State of Origin and Tyrone Peachey playing Origin. And Campbell Gillard playing Origin and Jimmy Maloney playing Origin. So, and some players really improved. Dallin Watini's Lesniak at fullback was a revelation. And James Tarmow off the bench was really good towards the back end of the year. And Sione Katoa started to find his groove at hooker. So, look, there's some really positive things being a Panther man. I was disappointed their starts of games. I think, Liam, 10 times they let teams, or 9 times they let teams have a lead of more than 10 points in games. You can't do that. The same way we talk about the Raiders, they can't ice a game. Their last 10 or 15 minutes are always, you know, a bit dodgy. They let teams win. Well, same with the Panthers start. Well,
they were 18-0 down or something.
You can't do that against the Sharkies in a knockout semi. It's you can't.
Cameron Serrato is still the man to lead next year for you.
I haven't changed my tone of that. No, I think he's definitely the man to at least for a couple of years. I think the players, you know, get him. I think at the moment Nathan Cleary's waiting to see if he'll be anointed coach before he even thinks about signing again. So I think he's got the right players in the right corners for him to go further. So, and look, I think he's as I said last week, he's unscarred. Every time you see him, he's really, the way he talks is straight down the line and no cliches. He's very honest. I like that.
You get the feeling that as heartbreaking as it was for Nathan Cleary to miss that field goal, that it you know, from a finals perspective and big game experience.
His second half was monstrous. That try he scored, he chased down. His defence in that game against the Sharks was close to the best defence I've seen him do this year, and that goes unnoticed a lot of time with halfbacks.
Jimmy Maloney probably had his worst game for the year.
Yeah, I think he'd even admit that. He picked a bad time. It seemed to be, and even in commentary, myself and Gerds and Dan were saying that he looks rattled, and he never looks rattled. You know, and I think the other team mates were feeling the same way, because if you see Jimmy Maloney rattled, well, hey, geez, we do too.
Quickly, before we move on to the Dragons, MG, who do you reckon will take home their Player of the Year award? The Merv Cartwright medal, I believe?
You're right. I think it'll be James Maloney, but my smoky would be Dallin Watini-Zelezniak.
He's taken some strides this year, hasn't he?
He has. Yeah, I think, you know, and they've still got a really good center to come back as well, so a little fullback to come back as well, so I don't know what they're going to do with that.
Well, obviously, Tyrone Peachey still heading to the Gold Coast Titans. We haven't heard any more on that one.
As we speak, that'll change in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Dragons, let's move on to Saturday night. This was another... Tell you what, the crowds have been... This had a good crowd of 45,000 or thereabouts at ANZ Stadium on Saturday night. The crowds have been a little bit disappointing thus far in the final series, but you can't question the on-field product, MJ.
If you've got to find a negative, that is it. Look, I think we've got to look at something going forward as a game, where that game in Penrith and New Zealand the first week, that should have been at Penrith Park. Penrith and Sharks last Friday night, that should have been at Shark Park.
Yep.
You know, it's Friday night in the middle of the city. What do you expect? You know, it's just, and I think as you said, the on-field performances of I can't remember a season where these guys have upped the ante as much as they have this year. Bravo to every rugby league player that's played this year, because your on-field performances have been breathtaking.
Absolutely. 13-12. Adam Reynolds, 13. The Dragons, 12. Another nail-biter. The Dragons, Tarek Sims going down injured. No Gareth Widdop. They were really drawing on their reserves in this one, weren't they?
They were brave. And that's what gets you through an off-season. You know, it's how you finish the season that makes you expect something really special next year. And I think there's something around the corner for the Dragons. I know that young Lomax in the centres is...
Someone, 18 years old.
Someone to lock up for a while. And as always, their forward pack who got them there in the first place started to come good towards the end of the year with DeBellin and Sims and Frizzell. They missed Vaughan, I think, in the crucial games because he had such a massive season. But look, all in all, I picked them to come 10th before a ball was kicked this year. So in my eyes, they've overachieved.
And obviously the first half of the season, dominance probably had some of their fans thinking grand final. But if you'd offered Dragons fans at the beginning of the year, said, hey, you'll make it to the second week of finals.
I think they would have taken it.
They probably would have taken it. Interesting note on young Zach Lomax, 18 years of old, a power couple developing down at the Dragons. And Jessica Sergis, who plays for the women's team.
Yes.
Swinging hands together, which is great to see.
Yeah, good on them.
Dynasty perhaps forming down there at the Dragons. Coach Mary McGregor. Does he hold his job?
I think he should. Mm. Yeah, I think he has. I think he's a man for the job going forward. I think if you take him away from that environment now, it would be a disruption. You know, he's...
Because we know Peter Doust is done now.
Yeah, he's gone.
So there's going to be some changes at the senior level, off-field, and Mary McGregor, you reckon, should stay?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
And Dragons Player of the Year, who gets it for yours?
Tyson Frizzell.
Oh, wasn't he good?
He's been fantastic.
He was the one that Anthony Seibold, when we spoke to him last week on the show, Anthony Seibold was fearful of him. He was the one who he was wary of that Dragons forward pack.
Yeah.
Corbin Sims joining his brother Tarek there next year as well.
That's big. Mm. They lose Leeson Armiau to the Warriors, but Corbin Sims will slot straight in there and be in the 17 rotation and makes their forward pack even stronger.
All right, so Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Coming up next... The announcement, MG. Are you ready?
Got a special song for me?
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Brand new competition coming up in 15 minutes' time. A chance to win yourself a pretty bloody nice grand final day. Cameron Murray from the South Sydney Rabbitohs will join us in about 5 minutes. But MG, this is what we've been hooking to.
Yep.
It's probably the biggest thing we've ever done on the show. Now, would you... Maybe some appropriate music, MG. What would you like?
My favourite song, I'd like a bit of Patrick Hernandez.
Okay.
Yeah! Born.
Okay.
Okay.
What is this?
Let's fade him down a little bit of Paddy and tell you listeners that around 50 of you will be lucky enough to spend, for the first time ever, the Rush Hours... Mad Tuesday. Yes.
Now I can hear Daily Telegraph photographers preparing themselves. What is this Mad Tuesday?
Well, instead of a Mad Monday, that's the long weekend after the grand final, we're going to come back on the Tuesday and have a Mad Tuesday, which is going to be fancy dress. Our listeners are going to be invited. We're going to do the show from the roof here at World Square. All the catering and all that's provided, so you can just bring yourself and maybe a friend and to go into the draw, tell them all about it.
Register at triplem.com.au/Sydney and you can bring a mate along with you. Could be hanging out with us, MG, on the rooftop here.
Mad Tuesday.
A few frothies, a few nibbles, and I believe, and we can't confirm anything yet, but I believe that they might be locking in some entertainment.
We're working
Producer
on that.
Charlie is jumping up and down and waving his arms and telling me to shut up because it hasn't been confirmed.
Well, if everything goes the way it should go...
Don't say something that...
I'm not going to say it sounds like or anything like that.
Oh, no, you're a
band. But this band...
Okay, so you're confirming we might have a band lined
up? We might have a band lined up that was massive.
You realise if the band falls through, you're going to have to form a band at short notice,
yeah,
you and
fine.
I.
That's fine.
And we're just going to do covers of Born to Be Alone.
We'll play Patrick Hernandez all day because we were born. So there you go. We're also going to... Some of our listeners who have been with us from day one... who ring the show all the time.
And some VIPs.
VIPs, social media, who contact us all the time on social media. Expect a call in the next couple of weeks because we'll be inviting you to come along.
All right, so just to recap, Mad Tuesday.
That's the Rush Hour's Mad Tuesday.
After the NRL Grand Final, we will be having a special rooftop party October 2nd here at the studio on the roof. MG, you and I, we're going to do the show from up there. We're going to have some... beers and all the rest of it. Register at triplem.com.au/Sydney if you want to be a part of it. We'll be having some fun with that in the lead-up.
Yeah, and then after we go off air, then we go into a little bit of an uncut area and we can tell a few stories.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Again, producer Charlie is getting nervous.
That's all right, mate. We'll have a dump button.
Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Cameron Murray from the South Sydney Rabbitohs joins us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Excuse me.
You're right, mate.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. I mean, that excited about the announcement.
Well, I got that excited about the announcement. I forgot about my player of the year for Panthers, which has got to be Billy Kickow.
Oh, of course.
They're going to kick me out of the Forge Union if I don't say Billy Kickow. He's my player's player.
We did just reveal that on October 2nd, we will be having our Mad Tuesday rooftop party.
We have.
Rush Hour with MG's Mad Tuesday rooftop party. If you
fancy
want
dress.
Fancy dress. There's going to be frothies, some nibbles, and potentially some entertainment.
Yeah.
And we suggested that if the entertainment falls through, you and I will start a band. And Justin Richardson has hit us up saying on our socials, at Rush Hour Triple M, saying shotgun on the drums for the band on Mad Tuesday. So,
look, I can always get my good mate Charlie Sheen and the Angels cover band to...
There's our safety net option.
No secrets to come along.
No. We do have a brand new competition as well starting in just a moment. But the football this weekend has been outstanding.
Yep.
On Saturday night, the Rabbitohs just had to draw on everything, MG, to get over the line against the Dragons. Now, MG, they say you shouldn't trust a bloke with two first names, but the Rabbitohs have plenty of faith in this man. If you cut him, he bleeds Cardinal and Myrtle. Cameron Murray from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Cam, what a season you're having, brother. Fantastic game against the Dragons the other night when you were afforded a lot more game time. That seemed to suit you.
Yeah, it did. You know, probably looking for as much game time as possible there. And, you know, it's unfortunate to see someone go off early with a head injury like George did. But it gave me the opportunity to come on early. So, you know, I grabbed it with both hands. It was a great opportunity. And I'm grateful for the minutes I got there.
Tell our listeners the Cameron Murray story. Tell us your junior club and how you got to play with the famous Rabbitohs.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in the area. I grew up in Botany. My dad got juniors growing up, so naturally that was the club I sort of gravitated to. So I grew up playing for Mascot Jets and progressed through the juniors there, and ended up making some rep sides for the South in the Haramats and SG Ball, and kind of just progressed after that into the 20s, and then played a few games in the reserve grade, and then found myself debuting last year, which was really good.
Cam, the game on the weekend, just an outstanding team performance. The finals so far, all the finals have been fantastic, but this one was particularly amazing. We'll get to your performance in a moment. MG mentioned it briefly. I want to ask about your teammate Adam Reynolds. Now, Anthony Seibold said in the post-game presser that he's worked so hard to become the player that he is, but I follow Adam on his social media, and he's also one of the great characters of the game. I imagine he would have been pretty happy with his own performance in the sheds afterwards.
Yeah, he was, I think. Obviously, like, to slot three field goals like he did, and, you know, I think he scored all the points, so obviously he'd be pretty happy, but I actually didn't get around and speak to him too often, so I didn't really hear him say much about it, so he was pretty humble, I think, which is, you know, a bit unusual at times for Adam Reynolds, but, you know, he's a big character in our team, and he, you know, puts a smile on everyone's face, and it's good for morale, and, you know, he's the ultimate professional. He's a larrikin off the field, but once you get on it, especially at training, once he's, you know, once he's on, and he's always practicing it and making himself better and making the players around him better.
There's experts in our game, like Phil Gould and Darren Lockyer, who believe that you have the quickest play the ball in the competition, which basically allows a bloke called Cook from dummy half to make the most of his God-given talents, which is speed. Have you modelled your play on any players of past years?
Well, I've obviously looked up to a lot of players, and I'm fortunate enough that a lot of the players that I've looked up to when I was a kid, I'm actually playing with now, which is, you know, it's incredible. The players like John Sutton and Greg Inglis and Sam Burgess, who's the main one, who, you know, has probably been my favourite player ever since he came over from England as a young kid and started playing for South too. So, you know, I try and take little areas of different players' games and implement them in my own.
Now, growing up as a Rabbitohs fan, you would know all about this, let's call it hatred in inverted commas, for the team you're playing on Saturday night, that both foundation clubs, both very successful clubs over a long, long period of time. The build-up, which starts today, you must be pinching yourself that you're in a semi-final playing against your arch-enemy, the Roosters.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And, you know, the results have sort of panned out a, you know, a dream semi-final for a South or Roosters fan too. So Allianz Stadium, hopefully it's a packed stadium. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to another opportunity, another semi-final. You know, it never gets easier. So the last two games that I've played probably been some of the toughest footy I've ever played. So I'm expecting nothing less. And, you know, I'm looking forward to ripping in that training this week, and all the boys are really looking forward to, like I said, the opportunity.
Cam, you're just 20 years old, but you're putting together a pretty handy footy resume for a man of your age. You've also got a decent relationship with the bloke in charge of New South Wales at the moment, Brad Fittler. You've played under him before. Is rep footy something you aspire to?
Yeah, of course. I think every rugby league player does, especially a local boy who grew up in the area, grew up in New South Wales. It's always been a dream of mine to put on the Blues and the Australian jersey. So, yeah, I was talking about it earlier today. I feel like, if I put all my energy and all my focus into playing my best footy for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, the benefits will come off the back of that. So, I'm trying to keep a level head, especially now leading into hopefully the two biggest games of my life. I'm just looking forward to and focusing on doing my job for the team and doing the best that I can to, you know, to put the Rabbitohs organisation in a successful position.
Well, they are, mate. As long as they've got you in their squad, what an impressive young man you are. First time we've ever spoken to you on the Rush Hour, and won't be the last, because you're such an impressive young fella. Good luck on Saturday night, and don't leave anything on the field, brother.
No worries. Thanks a lot, boys.
Cameron Murray of the South Sydney Rabbitohs joining us there. Impressive to see with everything that's going on at South Sydney at the moment in terms of off-field that all the players are still fronting up and doing the media interviews. I think it's well done by that club. Some news to hand as well. Sam Burgess will be making a statement to the media at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. So if there's any developments there, we'll keep you posted. MG.
Yeah, he's a nice bloke, isn't he, young Cam Murray? And what about you starting the whole interview off with, they don't trust blokes with two first names?
Well, that's what they say.
You could have got him in the back foot straight away, but he's the first
I wanted to see how he'd handle it. And you know how he handled it?
If he was live in the studio, he would have put it on his chin. He would have done that.
He's not that big.
Oh, come on.
He's 184.
So you're going to say you could take Cam Murray?
Oh, sorry, I thought we were talking about Luke Keary. No. Hey,
you're back on your milk crate,
MG, mate. We've got a brand new competition.
We have.
And the prize is outstanding. We'll tell you what it is in a moment. But 133353, we need two contestants.
That's all, just two.
It's a trivia-based game. We need two contestants for a chance to win something great.
Give them the tease. Tease them, please, about the prize. Please.
If you win this,
yes,
you are getting a VIP table package for you and five mates to watch the NRL Grand Final at the Star. You have the best seats in the house right in front of the LED mega screen, 2 hours' worth of food and drinks, personal cocktail server. It's valued at about $1,300. It's not easy. It's not easy to win, but
no.
If you want to win, 133353.
It's all about rugby league trivia.
We need two contestants.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Now, MG, Liam Flanagan here as well. This has been a massive show, and it's going to continue because, MG, you love watching the footy on your couch, don't you?
Love it.
We are giving you the chance to have basically the best couch in the house. Right in front of the LED Megastreen at the Star. Massive two-hour food and beverage package. Personal cocktail server. It's valued at $1,300. You can live large and loud at the Star's 24-7 sports bar. It's the next best thing to being at the game. Now, MG, the way this is going to work all week is you are going to be rolling out some trivia questions to our contestants. It's basically last man standing or last person standing or last woman standing or last listener standing. Right, so we're going to have two people go head-to-head today. MG has got the trivia question. We're going to bring in our contestants for today. Aaron in Penrith. Good evening, Aaron.
How you going, mate?
Hey, Az.
And Chris in St Clair. You there, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. The way this is going to work, Aaron and Chris, is your names are your buzzers. So MG is going to give you the question.
Yep.
If you have the answer, you need to buzz in with your name and give your answer. If the first person gets it wrong, second person can have a dip.
Yep.
If you both get it wrong, we'll move on to another question. Do we understand the rules, sure, gentlemen?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, Aaron, test your buzzer.
Aaron?
Chris, yours?
Chris.
Okay. A bit louder next time, boys.
Come on.
Come on. This is a big prize. Don't be nervous. We don't bite. Here's the question. When was the last time the Roosters and South Sydney side met in the NRL finals?
Ooh.
Oh, is that a big Google here there?
Have a dip, boys.
Google.
Chris.
Aaron.
Chris got in first. What is it?
2014.
You're right. Now, this is the honesty test part of it. Did you Google that?
But I didn't.
Pardon?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't Google it?
Oh.
Well, congratulations.
No, I didn't Google it, no.
Okay, so you're now the carryover champ. If you're there on Friday as the carryover champ, you get this prize. So, unlucky for Chris.
Wait, who? No, who, Chris got that right.
Oh, Chris got that
right.
Chris got that right.
So Aaron didn't. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Aaron. It's a brand new competition. We'll figure it out.
Okay, so Chris. He's got to go all this week as the carryover champion.
Yes, so Chris, tomorrow you're going to be back on, taking on a new contender. So to anyone who didn't get through tonight, call through tomorrow when we solicit. You'll be taking on Chris. And Chris, if you go all the way through to Friday, you'll be winning this fantastic package thanks to our mates at the Star.
It's beautiful. Let's see if I can hang on.
Good on you, mate. Well done. I think we've got to get a little bit of a shot clock on that. Maybe 3 seconds. And if they haven't answered in 3 seconds, see you later. Because I think you Googled.
Look, as I said, MG, it's the first time we've done it.
What a great prize. Thank you to the Star. Wow.
All right. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG's MEG for performance of the weekend.
Pretty obvious.
There's some big sporting events from the weekend, MG. You're saying it's obvious?
Yeah, very obvious.
All right.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Big, big week coming up on the show, MG.
That is a really good song, by the way.
Oh, you like that one, dude?
I really do.
Big week coming up. We are going to speak to, we're going to be having a look at this South Sydney rivalry all week on the show. Brian Fletcher's going to be joining us. We're going to be deep diving into some of the great sporting moments from Allianz Stadium. And very quickly, Sharkies fans, don't you worry, we're going to be getting stuck into this Storm and Sharks game plenty as well.
A lot of Storm supporters in New South Wales as well.
Because that is a great rivalry in itself.
Oh, it's magical. Look, I think the team that Melbourne most fear is the team they're playing this weekend. I think Friday night's game is the one that Melbourne think if they can beat Sharks down there, they can win the comp.
And despite the no Wade Graham and Gow suffering the shoulder injury, you know he's going to come up. The Sharks still have a good record against the Storm, even without those two.
And so Craig Bellamy's got to make a couple. Yeah, you're right. The stats say that they do go okay without them two, but Craig Bellamy's got a really big decision to make. Their centres have been going sensationally. Chase Blair and Scott. Do you put Chambers straight back in after 3 weeks out?
He's got to come back in.
I think so too. Jesse Ramian was his first game back last week. He'll be good for the run. So what an two games, both hearing live here on Triple M. Dan Ganane will be your lead caller. So make sure you tune into the Yams all weekend.
This is the only place you need to be for the rest of the week. All the way through the weekend sport. It's going to be an absolute ripper. MG, it is time to do this. The MEG for performance of the weekend. So much went through it, MG. So much sport, so much great sport this weekend.
Oh, two standouts for mine. This one.
Winks is on the tail of Lou Romaine into the straighter. Eggtart trying to push her underneath, and it's somewhat last. It's Religify in front. Lou Romaine goes to him. Winks is two off. Then Ace High and Eggtart. Lou Romaine making a bold beat for victory, and Winks is starting to cut him down.
Win number 27 on the trot.
Fantastic call by Darren Flindell there as well. He's had most of the calls.
Can I just quickly, before we move on, I'm going to just a note to anyone, any couples out there who are expecting, why wouldn't you name your child Winks?
Would you if you had your...
I would if my partner was expecting.
Well,
she's not.
Well, you're a buffhead.
Why?
Calling your daughter Winks.
You say, I would call my son Winks. It's a unisex name.
You, mate, have got some issues.
You say that, but I went on a deep dive yesterday. Do you know how many people there are on Facebook? People called McIvy, And it is definitely off the back of McIvy Deavers' Welcome Cup wins.
Of course.
So you're okay with McIvy, but not with Winx.
Winx. It's not really a word. It's something you do. You wink. Nudge, winks, winks.
Sorry.
But the winner of the MEG this week is the man who scored 13 points on his lonesome for the Rabbitohs and three of the best field goals you'll ever see, let alone in one game, all in the last 10 minutes. Adam Reynolds, bravo.
They're on the ropes, the Dragons. Cook away to Reynolds. He shoots him in front, and he has kicked that. And South Sydney are in front for the first time in a long time. South Sydney 11, Dragons 10. Cook, he goes deep. Reynolds, he shoots, and he has Tigers.
Stop it.
12 points. Oh! Is this the play? This set.
Wrong
here
side.
It comes. Deep. Reynolds, you got a bad pass. Gets away from Armour. South Sydney win on a third Adam Reynolds field goal.
Wow.
Amazing.
It was. And that third one in particular, to watch the game was just spectacular. And if you want anyone kicking a field goal for your life, you want Adam Reynolds kicking it. So well done.
Someone I reckon is also a bit stiff to have missed out there. Elliot Kipchoge.
Pardon?
Elliot Kipchoge.
Chip over the top, did you say?
Elliot Kipchoge from Kenya.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Elliot. In the paper this morning.
Broke the men's marathon record at Berlin over the weekend. He's run it 2 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds. He has smashed the world record.
That's unbelievable.
Basically, if you don't understand how quick that is for people at home, go and jump on a treadmill, crank it up to 20, and then see how long you can run.
And he does it the whole way. 20.
He does it for 2 hours.
20.
Going slightly quicker than 20, technically.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's ridiculous.
I do about 15 or 16 at home.
Yeah, but you put it on a big incline, don't you?
No, I don't. No.
All right.
Tell our listeners once more how to be part of our
triplem.com.au/Sydney if you want to be part of our Mad Tuesday show happening October 2nd. Big week coming up. Only one more week, MG, until the grand final. We're excited.
Yeah, big games coming up this weekend as well in the footy.
Absolutely. We got to go.
He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay around him, Sydney.